Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Sunshine State today, specifically the Sun Coast. We are profiling the representative for Sarasota and Charlotte counties. He is a combat veteran, a lawyer, and, I'm just going to say it, probably the best athlete in the entire United States Congress. We are talking about Republican Greg Stube.
Greg Stube really is the jock of the GOP conference, and I mean that as a compliment. In 2021, at the congressional baseball game, which is usually just a bunch of middle-aged politicians trying not to pull a hamstring, Stube walked up to the plate and absolutely crushed a ball. He hit it over the fence at Nationals Park. A legitimate major league distance home run. It was the first time a congressman had done that in more than 40 years. He pitched the whole game, too. So physically, the guy is a machine.
Which makes his accident in 2023 even more terrifying. He almost died.
It was a freak accident. He was at his home in Sarasota, cutting tree limbs on a ladder about 25 feet up. A branch swung back, knocked the ladder out, and he fell straight down onto concrete. He shattered his pelvis, punctured a lung, and tore ligaments in his neck. He was lying there, unable to move. And the only reason he survived is because an Amazon delivery driver happened to pull up right at that moment. The driver, a guy named Daryl Woody, saw him and called 911. Stube calls it a miracle. He was back in Congress a few months later, but he says that experience changed his entire perspective on life and faith.
Before he was cutting trees or hitting home runs, he was serving in the Army. And his service record is fascinating because it bridges two worlds.
Right. He started as an infantry officer, but then became a JAG, a Judge Advocate General, basically a military lawyer. He deployed to Iraq with the 25th Infantry Division. He was responsible for detainee operations, prosecuting captured insurgents. That is a very intense legalistic side of warfare. He saw how the sausage is made when it comes to military justice. That experience is why he is so aggressive on the weaponization subcommittee today. He believes he knows what prosecutorial abuse looks like because he's been a prosecutor in a war zone.
Now let's talk about the district. Florida 17 is beautiful, but it is also fragile.
It is ground zero for hurricanes. This district includes Sarasota and Punta Gorda. It got hammered by Hurricane Ian. When you represent this area, you are basically a disaster congressman. Stube spends a huge amount of time fighting FEMA. He argues that the federal reimbursement process is a nightmare for regular homeowners. He wants to cut the red tape so people can fix their roofs without waiting 6 months for a check. It's not glamorous work, but for a retiree in Venice, Florida, whose condo is wrecked, it is the only thing that matters.
And speaking of retirees, this district is older than average.
It is one of the oldest districts in the country. We are talking about the Gold Coast retirement communities. That is why Stube fought to get on the Ways and Means Committee. He is laser-focused on Social Security and Medicare, but he approaches it from a tax angle. He wants to stop the IRS from taxing Social Security benefits. He argues that seniors already pay taxes on that money when they earned it, so taxing the benefit is double-dipping. That is a winning message in Sarasota.
He's the JAG officer who fights FEMA and hits home runs.
And luckily for him, he is also the guy who survived the fall.
That is our profile for Florida's 17th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.